New data from the U.S. Census Bureau suggests Americans are on the move again. The country's rate of domestic migration in 2012 hit a five-year high. The story of migration in northern New England, however, is slightly more complex. Here to explain is Ken Johnson. He's senior demographer at the University of New Hampshire's Carsey Institute. Ken, welcome back to All Things Considered.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
First, what do we learn from tracking migration beyond simply where people used to live and where they live now?
Migration is the way that the population is able to resort itself. You're also seeing the movement of talent and families and income between places. So it's not just people that's moving, it's expertise and human resources that are moving too.
It's not necessarily simply that if migration is up, then it's a positive economic indicator. It may simply be that the labor force is moving to where the work is.
Right. And just because migration is up doesn't have the same implications for every state either. For some states, it means they gain population. For other states, it means they're going to lose some population because of the migrants leaving them. So for any big positive migration stream, say the one to Florida, there is a negative migration stream because those people are coming from somewhere else.
In the survey, the American Community Survey, this state saw a rise in migration after several years of decline. Is that simply as the nation goes, so goes New Hampshire? Or is there more to this?
There's more to this, as there are with most demographic stories. So New Hampshire gained migrants this year after losing them in the last couple years. That's consistent with what we're seeing in other states that have traditionally received migrants. So places like Florida and Arizona and Nevada, which had not been gaining migrants during the recessionary period, are starting to gain more migrants again. In contrast, the state that gives New Hampshire more population than any other state, Massachusetts migration losses are increasing. So as the economy thaws and as the housing market thaws, the migration streams are benefiting states that have traditionally received migrants and not benefiting states that have traditionally lost migrants.
And that's particularly interesting given some of the economic forecasts for this region that say that Massachusetts may be the strongest economic performer, whereas New Hampshire may be left behind in part because of these demographic trends.
Right. Though migration is sensitive to the economic situation, it isn't the same for all groups. And actually, since New Hampshire's migration streams tend to be family age populations with children, people in their 30s and 40s with their children, a good economy in Massachusetts may mean that more people who live in Massachusetts could move across the border into New Hampshire where the housing is less expensive and still benefit from the Massachusetts housing market. The other stream of migrants that New Hampshire receives tends to be older adults who are moving into the amenity areas up around Lake Winnipesaukee. With the economy improving and their retirement accounts getting better and their ability to sell their houses improving, it may be that some of these amenity migrants who've held off moving are now beginning to move. It's pretty clear that's what's probably happening in Florida. So it's likely that similar trends might be underway here, although it's very early. The data is only 1 year of data, so we're still going to have to wait a couple years to see for sure what's going on.
Given that this is a snapshot, what are you going to be looking for in, say, the migration data for 2013?
I'm going to be looking to see whether these recent trends, which are more consistent with historical trends, are going to increase. That is migration to New Hampshire going to go up again? The other part of the demographic story, which isn't reflected in this data but was in the data released 2 weeks ago, is the fertility data. The number of births in the United States is down quite dramatically, almost 9% since the peak before the recession. So the other thing that I'm curious about New Hampshire is whether the number of births in New Hampshire is going to pick up again as the recession diminishes again.
Ken Johnson of the Carsey Institute, thanks so much for your time today.
You're welcome.